a caucus raucous with Andrea Dahlis.
Andrea taking extra time to make sure that we're all prepared for the trip to Des Moines for Monday and Tuesday, live in the morning and the afternoon Monday with Ro and Anna. And in addition, learning us real good.
I'm trying to school y'all.
On caucus stuff. What is the caucus raucous today?
Caucus raucous. Well, we've been doing everything you wanted to know about the Iowa caucuses, but I've had several people come up and say, these are great, but what is caucus? What is a caucus? Where did it get its name?
Caucus?
So we are going to go into that today and explain what is really at stake for both parties.
I'm from Iowa, yeah. It's that small place with a big heart. It's the heartland, sweet pump hard. Get a bit suck, we get a rage on till our day come.
I'm from Iowa, yeah.
So what is a caucus? We decided to ask a few of our nearest and dearest friends at WGN Radio.
What's a caucus?
What does caucus mean?
Oh, God.
Caucus. I'm not sure.
A bunch of people in a room talking about something.
What's a caucus?
A caucus?
Did you have any idea where the origin comes from?
Something dirty.
A caucus.
Caucus. I have no idea.
Well, a caucus is literally defined as a meeting of party members within a legislative body to select leaders and determine strategy. It's always a face-to-face meeting of party members in any community or members of a legislative body for the purpose of discussing and promoting the affairs of their own party. Now, traditionally, the term caucus meant a meeting of those party members in the community, but such a nominating caucus was used in the American colonies starting in 1725 in Boston. Several clubs attended largely by ship mechanics and caulkers endorsed candidates for office before the election. Thus, those became known as caucus clubs. The method of nomination soon became the regular practice among the emerging political parties. But not surprisingly, Steve, there was some illegal politicking going on even in the 1700s.
No.
Yeah. It was entirely unregulated by law until 1866. And now there's no political problems at all.
None. No. It's smooth sailing.
Absolutely. So this year, what's at stake for both parties? Pundits say for the Democrats, it's still history in the making.
We've had a lot of progress under President Obama for 8 years. Really an historic presidency. And you have an entire party on the other side who wants to roll it all back, who says we have to undo everything this president does. So really, this is not just a continuation of the progress that we've made with an historic presidency, but it's sort of saying, are we going to go backwards to the days when we couldn't elect an African American and this country was really sort of had a certain standard and only certain people were allowed? Or is this going to continue the expansion and the progressive policies of this president? That's what's at stake.
That, of course, is our friend Eric Edelstein. Now, for the Republicans, it takes on a bit of a different twist this year.
You know, they're probably less important to the Republicans than they are to the Democrats, because historically, whatever Republican wins Iowa typically doesn't win the nomination. But this year, given all the publicity that Trump and company have generated, it's just the nation's paying attention right now. So it's important for the Republicans to pick the right person to be the nominee. So it's been a bizarre year, but Iowa's always very important.
And that's our friend and pundit, Pat Brady. So that is your caucus term for today. Tells you a little bit more about what's at stake in these caucuses as well. Did you like that first Iowa song that we played back?
Yeah, I did. Well, I like the whole thing, and I like the full package, including the experts at the end. And I'm just as shocked as you are that Eric Edelstein and Pat Brady disagree.
I know, right? And they, Pat Brady will be out there with us at the caucuses.
Yes, he will.
Eric Edelstein not going to be there, but in spirit, of course.
Yes, and again, the Democrats thing could be, frankly, more interesting than Republicans by the time the smoke clears.
I think it will be, especially now because they are saying. He did point out, too, we got to pay attention to the Iowa Gazette. Their polling comes out Saturday night, and that is a great indicator.
Des Moines Register.
I'm sorry, the Des Moines Register. Yeah. The Des Moines Register, exactly.
What, that Saturday night poll?
That Saturday night poll, okay. Yeah. That was actually the one that said Santorum was going to win and Obama as well. So
Nailed it.
A decent indicator.
Nailed it.
Nothing's foolproof, but
One last political note. I will, against my will, live tweet the Republican debate tonight.
Okay. You still think Trump's going to show?
Yeah, you and I have a friendly bet here because I think he is such a publicity whore that he's going to milk this to the last minute and walk out. I think the ultimate Trump would be if he walked out and told Cruz, get away from my podium, and he walked right up to the center podium. But I think somewhere within a few hours short of tonight's opening bell, he will show up. He will show up, and it'll be some sort of, I talked to Roger Ailes. He apologized. He said, I'm sorry, Donald Trump. And then he'll walk out.
Mike dropping to leave.
Yeah. But your take makes much more sense.
I think he will not show up.
Right, because they've rented this theater arena wherever they're going to do this alleged fundraiser
to raise
the troops.
Yeah, all kinds of money for veterans, he says.